We are learning Maseches Babashra, Daf Kuf Samach Vav Amud Beis, and we are beginning on top of Kuf Samach Vav Amud Beis by the two dots. We learned in our Mishnah that if you write on top of the star that Reuven owes Shimon $100, and on the bottom of the star where you repeat everything over, this is not the last line, you'll learn from the last line, but at the end of the star you repeat over what happened, and you said it was $200. You always go bust to the second thing, because that's a chazar. You go after the end of the Lashon. And the Mishnah said further, so why do you even write the top if it's not Negeya? You always mean Chayza on the bottom. If you are Chayza, what's the point of writing the top? So the point is, let's say the bottom looks like you're missing one ois, because the top says, you know, Shmuel, and the bottom is missing the Lamed. So then you know, that's what the name's not Shmuel without the Lamed, obviously not. So you learn out from the top. So that's what's Negeya. Shem Timchakas, oisachas matach, the Yom El, and that's what it says in the Mishnah. So Zok, the
different dollar amount.
Huh? Mona aside the dollar amount. Dollar amounts also, it's hard to have a different number. Like mona and assignment, not close to each other. It's one ois difference. If you figure out a case that could be one ois difference, you know, shallah would be, let's say, a thousand missing a zero. It's a good shallah. So if it says $1,000 missing a zero, and the bottom says there's 100, so you learn from the top. It could be, it's one ois. It's very possible. You learn from one ois. That would be the case. Tana Rabbanu. Yimura tachtoi mina elyoim bois achas, avaloi vishtei oises. The Gemara says from the Braisa that if it's missing two ois in the bottom, then you say no, it's Badafka written this way. What's the example of one ois? Kigoin Chanan mechanani. Chanan has two nuns without the yud, and Chanani has a yud. So on top it's a Chanani, and on the bottom it's a Chanan. We say it's really Chanani is the name, and he forgot to write the yud. Or Anon, Vaanani. Same thing, Anon has two nuns and ayin, and missing the yud, and the top has the yud. You learn from the top. Gemara wants to know why Dafka Isaac has not two oises. What's the difference? Because Dilma Mishrami is Shem Bein Arba Oisayis, Bahavli Paga the Shema. They're saying, they made a reason like this, because it's not Mistavra that to leave out half the name. A lot of names have only four letters. So we are saying two letters usually is too much. Why? Because if you allow two letters to be learned from the top, a lot of times it'll be half the name. And half the name, it's not Mistavra, a Sofer would miss out.
Let's say
Anoni. Anoni on top. And you wrote only An on the bottom, Ayin Nun.
So what do you think the Shtar is doing then?
What?
What do you think the Shtar is doing?
No, you made the Shtar, there's a Chazara, the name really is An. That's the question. So we're saying, no, that if it's two oises missing, it's not Mestavra, he only wrote half the name is missing. Like, it's not Mestavra, so he's like this, if you write An, then it must be the name is An. It's not Mestavra, you would miss two letters from the name, half the name.
And it's Anoni at the top is what? It's Tam.
What, if it's An, yeah, it's Tam, you don't care about it, everyone knows it's from Tachlin, it's Chazara. But here he's saying it's not a stavra, they make a mistake that much. That's what I was saying. My shnosh there is loy dimum shrami shame bin arbay. So it's a havle palga the shmo. Freighting my yachi, oisachas nami. If you tell me oisachas is good in every case, there'll be cases also that's half the name. Dimum shrami shame bin oisachas, like the name Noyach. And it says only a nun on the bottom. So we're going to say, you learn from the top. But that's not a stavra. The sefer missed out half the name. Havle palga the shmo. So there can't be the reason. Why is it the reason like this? It's not Mestavra, you're going to write Roiv of the name missing on the bottom. So that's why we said across the board, two oisis is too much. Why is two oisis too much? Because sometimes, if you say two oisis, I could learn from the top, there are times when two oisis is Roiv of the name, and that's not Mestavra to learn from the top, because a person would not forget to write Roiv of the name. But if it's one letter missing, it's never Roiv of the name. At most, it's half, and therefore we can say, yeah, it's possible that person leaves out one ois. Now, Omra Papa, Pshitali Sefel Memailo Bekefel Melmato. Now, what does sefel mean? What does kefel mean? So Rashbam says sefel means like a pail, and kefel means a talus that usually fold the kapel. So it says on top. It says we'll speak out what the Rashbam tries to say pshat in a second. Let's go with this pshat first. Pshitle sefel mamayla. It says on top that Reuven would give a pekodin to Shimon a sefel, a bucket, a pail. And so the bottom kefel mamato. So akol holchacha tachten. You go both to the tachten. There's no way that the word Seifel turned into the word Kefel, and therefore you go bust to the Tachten. You go bust to the Tachten. It's not missing a word here. Here it's just a whole different word. There's no way, if you try to write Seifel on the bottom, turn it to Kefel. No way that happened. So the Shaila is the opposite way. Boira Papa, Kefel Mamalo, it says on top it says Kefel, which means a piece of clothing, and the bottom says Seifel, which is cheaper. Seifel Mata, Ma. Maybe there really, he tried to write Kefel on the bottom, but Ma, Michashin Lozvov, Eloy. Maybe even on the bottom, he tried to write kefel, but a zvuv came and messed up the bottom of the kuf, and now it turned into a circle and looks like a samach. We take off the bottom of the kuf.
I can't do it the other way.
No, if the kuf's on top, and you can't turn a sefer into a kuf, it can't write so well. Zuv can't add on to the bottom, make a look at the kuf. That can't happen. But he could shmush the bottom of the kuf, and now it looks like a circle. Maybe the circle's missing a little spot, but it's fine. It still looks like a circle. And that's the Shiloh. If you like, look at the Rashbam. Michashin lezvov shechise ragla shal kuf v'nasa samach v'hanami yimod elyon. So that's a Shiloh. Could you learn out from the top and say that a zvov came or not? Teku. More blives of Shiloh teku. Now, the Rashbam brings down yesh poistrim a different shot that it means gematria. Who? Save again. What does it mean gematria? Maybe it means how much money does he owe him, either the gematria of sefel or kefel. So he says, whoever said that pshat is hevelhu. It's not the pshat. He doesn't like that pshat. So the response speaks out that he doesn't like the pshat. He means a piece of clothing. Dr. Maravaita. Ahuda have a ksivbe. It said in the shtar, shis meya vezuza. It didn't say what. It just said shis meya, 600 and a zuz. Now we know, just the facts are, 100 zuz in a mana. And there's 20, and there's 4 zuz in a selah. So, in a cell. So let's say 600 zuz would be it's in a cell, be a mana. Mana is 25. 6 times 25 would be 150 cella plus a zuz. That's what it would be. Now, shishmei, it says in the Shara, what says shishmei and zuzah? That's all it said. Now, what does it mean? Does it mean 600 zuz? So, shalchi rav shravi kameda abaya. There's a three-way shayla here. Shishmei astiri, does it mean 600 cella and a zuz? Because the next coin after Sela, above it, after Zuz, is a Sela. So it's like this change. 600 Sela plus 1 Zuz. That's one side it means.
How many
it makes no difference with how much it is. The point is like this, that if you want to say Zuz, you wouldn't say 600 Zuz and 1 Zuz. You would say 601 Zuz. Here it says 600. A zuz. That's a sad. Does it mean shis meya astiri, 600 astiri, which astiri bar is a sela, which is 4 zuz. Astiri is 4 zuz. Shis meya astiri vizuza. Does it mean that? Oh, idilma shis meya priti vizuza, which means 600 zuz and a zuz. And if you look at the Rosh and Simon your bays, that there could be a third sad here as well. I'll read the Rosh and Sard and Simon your bays, that there could be a third side here also. What Zumar is going to come out with that side. Let's read it inside. The third side. So he says that the third side is like this. Is it Shismeya Astira Vizuz, which is 600 Selahs on Azuz? Or Idilma Shismeya Zuzi Vizuz, which is this side? Or Idilma Shismeya Priti Vizuz? Sorry. The other side is Shismeya Zuzi Vizuz, 600 Zuz on Azuz. And Idilma Shismeya Priti Vizuz. Priti is less than Azuz. Priti is Prutois, which is, like the Rashbam speaks out, there's 192 prutois in a zuz, in a dinner. It's 192 prutois. So it means 600 priti vezuzo would be much, much less. You know how much that would be? Because 600 prutois is 3 zuz and 24 prutois. Because we said it's 192. 192 times 3 is 576. And plus 24. So the I didn't speak out clear enough between one time. The three tzadim. Either 600 sela and a zuz, or 600 priti and a zuz, which means 600 prutas and a zuz, is much less. It's 3 zuz. It comes to 3 zuz plus 24 zuz plus a zuz. And, or it means, as Marlon say, 600 zuz and a 1 zuz. So he answered, Amalei, dal priti can be priti. Leksivu b'shtara, dasuchi masklu. So a person's not writing to a shtar, he doesn't write it such a big number that you can figure it out into sela. It doesn't make sense. You wouldn't write into a shtar something that you can fit in a dinner. You wouldn't make it just like a number, like a priti. You don't write in a shtar that he owes someone 1,000 pennies. You don't write that. There's no people write that. Like kuzvi shtar da skuni maskulu mashvilu zuzi. That you have to figure out skuni is also like a cheshbon. You have to cheshbon out and you like also succumb that you figure it out until you figure out zuzi. It's not possible. My amrit maybe it's just meyas theory zuzi. Maybe it means 600 selan zuz, which is much more than 600 zuz. Yad balashtar al tachtoino. That raises yad balashtar al tachtoino. Zok the Rashbam. Velesle ella astiru the inun kol astiru palga the zuzi. Kakberes rav. I haven't even done like Rashbam. Nearly the zuzi yekabel the astiru av islam. Yes, bechol echad abba dirim. Ava astiru pshite inu vade ava palga zuzi. Is the top shot that astiru like this? He's saying astiru here is much more than a zuz. So therefore, the Yama says you only get 600 zuz. What's the Rashbam Bavarni? There's something called Astira, which is a Sela Tsuri. There's a Sela Tsuri and Sela Medina. Sela Medina is a half a dinner. Sela Tsuri is four dinner. It's 1/8 of each other. So maybe this Astiri means the small one. And then you go, the Yama says, be the last one. 600 means half. So he says, that's not what you get. It's not what you get. He says, nearly the Zuzi Kabul. He says, the Astiri have a slot in. He says, don't say that means the astira here means a half a, that half a zuz, that half a dinner. That's not what it means over here. And different halacha l'maase is you take 600 zuz plus the zuz. He said it in a funny way. You should say 601, but that's the Yad Ba'al Shara Taina. That makes the most sense that that's what you meant to say. And that's how we pass in like that, man. The Amar.